Welcome to Manic Monday. If you're new around here, let me tell you what the 8-Bit Geek is like. We're sort of like a shady early access game developer. You know how the story goes. In the beginning, they show a lot of promise. Things seem to be going great. Then they disappear out of nowhere, randomly return a year later after firing all their staff, spending all the crowdfunding money on a new house and Teslas, and offering completely new products that no one asked for. That's us. My name's Jeremy Richman, and with me today are two men who definitely knew about me taking all the Patreon money to fund my new expensive lifestyle.
Yep, Doug.
I'm Kevin, and I've been starving for money for so long. I'm so hungry, so cold.
That intro was sent in by Sean Subside. So on the previous week, we asked people to send in some intros if you wanted us to read them, and that was one of them. So
end scene. Wait, you're still rich though, and you still stole our Patreon money, right?
Yeah, all of it. It's all I spent it on hooker and booze.
Hooker, just one. Just we didn't have one. That much Patreon money. Right. Don't give us that much credit. Hi, everybody. Happy Monday.
Yeah. So if you guys have more, if you want us to read more intros, then make them up and send them in. I will make read them up. Make them up. There's no shame here. We'll
keep them classy, though. Come on.
Yeah. Keep them classy unless they're about Kevin.
Yeah, then just dirt it up. Just get dirty.
So, but how are you guys doing today? It's a nice Monday.
It is. Yes, very.
I'm tired.
You know, you get that. It's that Monday morning vibes where you're just like, can it not be Monday morning? Can it still be Saturday evening to when I still had my life together? And then Sunday, just the grim realization of having to go to work on Monday, and then Monday being the grim realization as it's Monday.
Am I the only one? Have no meaning to me anymore. Been working for 20 something days straight. It's all the same. There is no weekend. Nothing matters.
I mean, but you get a really awesome paycheck.
Right? It will be, yes, whenever I get that in like 2 months, because it takes them forever to fucking process overtime.
Mm. I mean, but when it happens, you'll be like buying your own Tesla.
No, I won't get that much money. Not unless I dip into the 8-Bit Geek Patreon funds. Supposing we have any left.
I was going to say, you guys are talking like there's some left. Is it something you guys aren't telling me? Because Daddy needs new gear. No, I don't.
I already told you.
Yeah, you have your own podcast. Go do your own thing, bud.
I have my podcast. You have yours. Wait, what?
Yeah, and he's got his own fund. So everyone's happy. Now go spend your own hooker money the way you want.
But the saga money goes towards things like music for the show. You know how expensive those songs are that I buy from Graham Plowman? They're $20 fucking dollars a track, man. But they're good.
I can picture Graham Plowman just having like a big old trench coat and be like, hey, check this out.
And then got some more of that music for you.
Yeah, it just kind of like pulls aside one of the sleeves and you just see a bunch of USB drives with music on it.
Dude, I looked up when I was working on the last episode. I went and looked. I was like, man, I haven't checked out his music in a while. Let me go see what he's got. And he had like 8 new tracks up and I was like, fuck. They're all $20. I think we bought one.
Start a GoFundMe for the rest of them.
The next episode doesn't really won't have music because it's a bottle episode. And there's no fighting, but there's a lot of goofs and funniness. Whenever that gets finished, I haven't worked on it in 20 something days because of being
your employment.
Because of working, actually doing my job.
Word. Did you guys do anything this weekend?
Yeah, I worked, Kev. God damn. How many times?
when you were able to not work. No?
No, Kev, did you do something this weekend?
There you go. That's what I was looking for. So organic. I went to Kansas City's first Comic-Con since pandemic. And I will say this, Planet Comic-Con, to me, was awesome. We went on Saturday. And to be honest, for a Saturday crowd, they did a great job of organizing. There was lots of stations for, you know, checking, you know, for sanitizing yourself, sanitizing your hands. Everyone was masked up. Wait staff. A minute.
Sanitizing yourself and sanitizing your hands. Why are those two separate things?
Can you've you been to a Comic-Con. You know how much people need to sanitize more in their hands.
Please tell me.
Yeah, but the cosplay was fresh. The funny thing is, remember all the years we've gone to Comic Cons, there's always been, I was gonna say GameStops, I don't know why. There'd be a Deadpool, there'd be always an overabundance of Deadpools. This time, barely saw any Deadpools, but I saw a shit ton of Lokis, and they were all different variants. Like,
get it?
Yeah, and that's the thing. And we saw a few Time Agents, and we saw. Whatever, what's her name? Miss TikTok or whatever.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. So it was cool, man. It was a really good time. They did the, like I said, the staff was cool. It was very organized. We got to meet a couple of the wrestling people. Britt Baker, the AEW champion, and also the librarian, Leva Bates, which was super rad. Also visited a couple vendors. Supported comic books. I got Black Blizzard by Aaron Reese. Dude did the art and story himself. It's like a DIY comic. Really cool stuff. I'm looking forward to going to that. It's going to kind of go in the Walking Dead style where it's black and white, but really good stuff. Looking forward to reading that. And then I got some cool pins. Doug, you like pins. I got some tiki yes. pins from my friend's girlfriend. Her name is Stephanie Gobby. So you go to stephaniegobby.com. She has a bunch of tiki stuff, but I got a tiki blowfish, like a blue blowfish, and then just a pin that says right on. So I got to find more room on my bag to fit these. I just love pins, but yeah, these tiki pins are.
I have a board of pins. It's like a
I remember that. Board. Yeah, especially when we were doing when Loot Crate was still a thing. I remember you used to put all your pins on there.
Yep.
R.I.P. in peace, Loot Crate. But no, the Comic-Con was awesome, and I'll just say this. It felt good to be back at some kind of Comic-Con. Watching the kids light up when they would see, like, people in cosplay, it really warmed my heart. There was one point where there was someone dressed as Hell, and there was someone dressed as Thor, and they're walking together. And this kid just walks up and kind of, like, pulls on the cape of Hell, and he just wanted to wave at her. And so they kind of turned around like, what? Oh, hi, kid. You know, and I missed interactions like that. I missed moments like that. I mean, I know we're still in a pandemic where, we're, you know, at least we're being somewhat responsible and masking up. But it was wonderful kind of seeing kids get to be kids again and, you know, just kind of enjoy the wonders of a Comic-Con. So I really enjoyed it. But I hope that you guys get to go to a con down there soon when it's safe, too. Because it, like I said, I missed it, guys. We got so used to doing so many of them. I think we got a little con burnout, but like going like a year and a half without one, man, it felt good to be back. Like I felt like I wanted to buy more, you know, to support the people who showed up and just kind of, you know, just do all that support. And it felt good.
So quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Did that?
How's that Delta variant?
We'll find out in 5 to 7 days. Hey, I did everything I could I did everything I can.
Except when you didn't.
Except that I did. You know what? The only thing I could have done is not go.
No. I'm just saying, like, if you're like, I don't know. Like, okay. So here's my thought process on it. Right. Like, How many people did you take photos with? Just the two people?
Just the two. Yeah, and we stayed centralized mostly in that part of it because their tables were right next to each other, but they were both late because they were still coming from Chicago the night before because they were in AEW Rampage. So we just basically hung out in that line. So we didn't. It's not like we even walked through enough crowds or anything. We were just kind of there, and then pretty much the biggest crowds we faced were, you know, on the way out when we're just walking through the aisles. But they had the aisles wide enough to where, you know, there wasn't a part. You know, remember when we'd be at like Comic Palooza or right. the Dallas one where we'd be like shoulder to shoulder with people? Yeah. Never really came down to that. Everyone was kind of respectful of each other. It was pretty weird, but awesome.
Did they request or require vaccination or proof of? Negative test from a COVID test.
Honestly, I can't, I don't know, because we took the press weigh-in, so they didn't really check us. Like, we got our gear and then, or we got our press credentials and we just went right in. But there was a line of people, and they were also offering free vaccinations on site for most of the day. So yeah, cool. I assume they would be adhering to a lot of stuff, but yeah, everyone had to be masked up. Even the celebs, the only time the celebs were taking off their masks were when to post for pictures.
I like that. They're like, all right, for everyone's safety, masks are on. But when you're taking a photo and standing right next to someone, go ahead, take it off.
Go ahead and kiss people on the cheek when you take a picture with them. No, but I like, once again, I think everyone was respectful, and I think it seemed, like I said, it seemed about as the KC Comic-Con staff did as best as they can do. I think they controlled all their controllables, and the fact that, like, everyone kind of stayed masked up was in Kansas City. I would say that the ratio of people masked up to not was much better than it's usually been.
Yeah. Still too.
And it's risky. It is risky. Yeah. But once again, I mean, if you take all the precautions that the CDC tells you to, man, I mean, I'm trying to be as social as I can in this antisocial era.
Yeah. We'll see in 2024 if I get out.
Oh. Yeah.
So
you won't have a reason to go out much longer anymore, huh? Like, you're not gonna have to are you gonna talk about
that? He's gonna have to have more of a reason to go out, because he won't be going out as much. Mm-hmm. Like, he's gonna need reasons to go out.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Okay, but he's not gonna have to go out as much.
Are we talking about this yet? Are you allowed to say anything yet?
Yeah. So I gotta so I put in for a new job at work, and it's for a tech job, for our .com services and stuff. And so, I got it, which is great.
Hell yeah.
My training starts, September 7th, and, they will be shipping me a computer, to set up in my office and all that. And, I'll just be working from home and, doing that. We'll see how it goes, you know? So I don't know what to expect. I'm excited, but nervous. It comes with a nice little raise. And so I'm excited about that too. And, I'll finally be, and possibly a pretty good schedule too. So better than what I have.
That's dope. Well, I mean, it'll be a pretty good schedule since you'll be at home too. So you could probably, are you going to be like more on call, or is it going to be?
No, it's an 8 hour day gig. So,
Is it 24 hours for your staff? Like, how?
No,
what is...
No. All the stuff. It's from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. So I can get placed in any of those areas.
Will it fluctuate per week then, or will you get like more of a static schedule?
This is all new. This is an all new created position, so I know nothing about it.
Oh wow! Okay,
that's awesome, man. I'm going to be getting emails throughout next week. Setting it all up and finding it all out. So I'll keep you informed, but
you're getting beta access to this job.
Yeah. So they say it's a temp position for 6 months, but the way that they do things is it's always a temp position that turns permanent. They don't want to give everyone a permanent position, but they always keep the best workers. And so since this is a test run, they want to it's a pilot program. So if it goes great, the trainers said that they would be keeping on everybody as a full-time gig. So that's good.
And then, doesn't go well, do you just go back to the store? Like, what happens? Yeah, you don't get fired, do you? Can you go, okay, cool, I'll just go back to selling TVs.
Yeah. My position at the store is saved. So if I go back at any time, I can go back to my old position with my old hours with my old pay.
Okay.
So that's nice.
Yeah, there's at least that safety net, just in case it doesn't, for whatever reason, either it be the program itself doesn't work out or whatever, right?
Yeah. So hopefully it's a huge success. Hopefully I really enjoy it. And, I think it'd be really nice to not have to make that commute anymore. And every lunchtime I can just walk to the kitchen and make lunch and, you know.
And that'll really help your diet too, because then you can really just keep stuff you need at home. Like, as far as that, you won't have to any temptation of like a company kitchen or, I mean, in Costco, I'm assuming you just grab anything off the floor and pay for it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, at least you don't have that, you know, that looming.
I want a rotisserie chicken for lunch. Thank you.
Yeah, seriously. Like,
I've done it. It's $5.
Yeah. Don't go advertising.
I want a whole pizza for me.
It's only $10.
Otherwise known as my 20s.
And they're like 27 inches big. They're ridiculous. They're as big as a house. Did you know that every Costco pizza has 1 pound of cheese on it? It's stupid. It's ridiculous. It's a lot of cheese, man. It's a lot. Each slice of pizza and is like 1,000 calories.
Hearing that, like, my poop backed up. Like, I can't poop.
Yeah, I'm now constipated from hearing. Yeah.
Jeez. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of that weekend that you guys made me drink the fucking...
You got paid, motherfucker.
You got paid, and you loved it every second.
To go, like, 4 days without pooping, and when I did, it was a fucking brick. Because I was swallowed
straight queso, you dumb shit.
Straight queso. It was a dumb idea, and I don't want to do that again, especially in my 40s.
But I will so for fucking, $10 well, one, this time.
Neither of us thought you'd actually do it. And then, two, it was torchies, right? So it's good queso.
Oh yeah, it was good. It was delicious, but like I said, the deliciousness did not make up for the consequences I faced.
The lack of pooping afterwards.
Yeah, I didn't poop in Dallas once that weekend not after that.
Well, it's good because then you didn't have to use a public bathroom.
Yeah, and you didn't have to update.
That's
your
bad.
Map.
I like doing that. It's my thing.
You have to update your poop map.
Yeah, my poop map needs it's hungry. It's lied dormant for so long.
All right. That's going to be it for today. I hope that you enjoyed this poop-filled discussion.
Yeah, usually. Yeah.
It wasn't entirely poop-filled.
I mean, you're right. Just 90%.
That's about our show. That's pretty tracks.
90% pretty low percentage.
Full of shit. all right, so tomorrow we got Top 5 Tuesday. I hope you guys enjoyed Manic Monday. There's so much that we didn't get to. I guess I'll have to save some of this for What's Up Wednesday because I want to talk about robots. So we'll do that on Wednesday.
Okay.
Stay tuned. Top 5 Tuesday coming up tomorrow. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.